You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister, everyone in the chamber, all Australians, I'm ready and able to undertake the role you have entrusted in me. I will be an optimistic, modern and visible Governor-General committed to the service and contribution that all Australians expect and deserve from the holder of this office.
That's Sam Mostyn, now Governor-General, taking over the responsibility of representing the monarchy in Australia. Ms Mostyn is a lawyer and a businesswoman, known for her role as Commissioner of the AFL. She has worked with the government as Chair of the Women's Economic Equality Task Force and was an advisor to former Prime Minister Paul Keating. Just the second woman to hold the position, Ms Mostyn's background is not traditional for the role. Her predecessor, David Hurley, was formerly Chief of Defence, and previous Governors General have had a history of military or political service. Minister for Women Katie Gallagher says she's the right person for the job.
Sam Mostyn is a person of enormous integrity, capability, experience and commitment to public life. She is an outstanding candidate and she will be an outstanding Governor-General.
Mr Albanese says Ms Mostyn's work sets her up for success.
Your Excellency, you have walked the talk. A human catalyst with an unrelenting capacity for making things happen. You have blazed so many trails for women. You have pushed open the doors of opportunity and equality.
The Governor-General represents the monarchy in Australia. They're appointed by the King or Queen on recommendation of the Prime Minister for 5-year terms. But what does the Governor-General actually do? Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says it's a community-focused role.
It is high office, but it is not lofty. For all the pomp of its origins, the role of Governor-General is one that has become firmly rooted amongst the Australian people.
Professor Emerita with the University of Sydney, Anne Toomey, says that's part of the job.
The role of the Governor-General is partly ceremonial and a lot of community work. So representatives of the community, they mourn with us when bad things happen and they congratulate us and hand out awards when people do terrific things as well.
But it's an integral part of Australia's democracy.
The Governor-General also fulfils a constitutional role. So they have a role in relation to Parliament and the government. So, for example, the Governor-General summons Parliament, dissolves Parliament, appoints the Prime Minister, and is also Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces. But in nearly all of those jobs, they act on the advice of the relevant ministers at the time.
Professor Toomey says the work is mostly behind the scenes.
The role of the Governor-General in attempting to avert unconstitutional action, for example, tends to be more a behind-closed-doors role. It's about heading off trouble before it happens. So the role is often described as having a function of encouraging, warning and advising. And that means that there's someone there who has gravitas and standing and is able to provide wise counsel to a Prime Minister to stop them from doing anything unconstitutional.
Last week, Parliament passed legislation to increase the salary to around $700,000 a year, up from $495,000 for David Hurley. Ms Gallagher says the change brings her salary in line with her predecessor, who received a military pension.
Well, the Governor-General is being paid what former Governor-Generals have been paid. So it is a salary that reflects the importance of the position. But any suggestion that there has been a significant pay increase for the incoming Governor-General is simply wrong. Former Governor-Generals have had their salary set by legislation reflective of all of the income sources they have. Sam Mostyn's salary reflects previous practice.
Rania Yallop, SBS News.